Okay, we said today's daf is daf lamed vav, and we stopped yesterday at the second line from the top of the omid. As you recall, the whole focus of yesterday's daf, not the whole focus, but a good deal of the focus was about hechsher of foods to be susceptible to become, to receive and become tamei. As we know, the Torah really tells us that for a food item to become tamei, it has to have a hechsher. Specifically, the Torah talks about mayim, chiyutan mayim al zera. Water gets on top of seeds, or for that matter, other ochlin, then they are susceptible to be, to receive and become tamei. However, besides the din of mayim, there are six other mashkois, and we already went through that yesterday. Bekitzer, there's a mnemonic of yad shochat dam. Those are seven different mashkois. It's brought at the beginning of Masechtas Machshirin that are all machshir the Kabbal Tuma. What are those seven? So the yud of Yashuch Adam is yayin, that's wine. Dalet is one of two. Either it's dvash. Dam, which we're talking about in our Gemara, either dam or dvash. Dvash, of course, being honey. Then you get on to shochad. Shin stands for shemen. Ches stands for cholov. And test stands for tal, like moed hatal, do. Then finally, she'at shechad dam, the dalet again is either dam or dvash, and mem is mayim. So any one of these seven that come onto a food item, and it's nichalei, because the pasuk says kiyutan mayim, the more dash is kiyutan, it's got to be nichalei. If nichalei, if he's happy with these, one of these seven mashkois, then that food item becomes susceptible to
tumah. The dvash is dvash from tamarin, not dvash.
I believe you are right. If you want, we can do further research, but that's really not necessary for our Gemara. But thank you for pointing that out. Anyway, getting back to dam in particular, not all bloods are created equally. What does that mean? Because yesterday in the Gemara we said, number one, when it comes to dam shechita, is a machloikis between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, dam shechita is not machshir. In addition to that, the Gemara says, dam meis is not machshir. Dam mageifa, mageifa means that it got a wound, is not machshir. What do we know for sure is machshir among the dam? Dam chalolim yishta. What means dam chalolim yishta? This is a pasuk which is part of Bilam's Nevuah, where he says that in the Achris Hayomim, in the good days of Miyat Hashem, to be found in the future, Hen Om Kalavi Yokum, this nation is going to arise like a Lavi, Uk Bechari Yisnasa, and like a lion, Lo Yishkav, it's not going to rest, Ad Yoichal Teref, until it consumes all of its enemies, Vedam Chalolim Yishta, and like an Ari, it's going to go and drink from the those that have been murdered, that have been killed. Obviously, we don't mean this literally, but this is more of a poetic form of saying the Klal Yisrael, the Achar Seyomim, are going to be victorious over all of their enemies. Anyway, since it says, Dam Chalolim Yishta, Yishta is a lotion of drinking. Oh, so it's a mashka that one drinks. So therefore, Dam Chalolim is then Machshim. So that's for sure. All the other Damim, we had a discussion yesterday in the Gemara.
If an animal is wounded, so it's dam, it's
damagefa.
Damagefa, and then it dies. When does damagefa become dam chalolim? I mean, it feels like it could be the same dam. Initially, it's a wound, and then the animal dies.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what's caused the animal to die? In
other words, and if you don't know, I mean, it's
like with a person, lahavdil. He gets up from his sick bed, so then it's a different din.
It's not shkir. The animal's not shkir marah. Okay, I'm saying is that an animal is wounded, ultimately dies from it. Initially, it's dam magefa. It becomes dam chalolim.
Mm-hmm.
If blood from this wound had traveled over a field, and the farmer was happy because it was fertilizing his field, and there was grain piled there. Is that grain now mukshel kabel tumah or not after the animal dies? Because then it's dam chalolim. But until then, it was dam magefa. That's basically my question. You have this transition period where dam magefa is retroactively dam chalolim, and that's my wondering: is the Gemara addressing that?
Not today. So it could very well be that, as I think Brother Shai was suggesting, if the veterinarians and the doctors and the Indian chiefs all conclude that the Misa happened as a result of the Dhamma Geifa, then very, very possibly they will say anything that happened in between was not a Dhamma Geifa, it was really a Dham Chalol. But how they make that determination? Presumably they see that the animal initially was bleeding, and then nobody put on a bandage, and it bled to death, and presumably after a while they would say, it's no longer a Dham of a Geifa, it's rather a Dham of a Chalol. Anyway, in fact, you mentioned for a moment, I think, person. There's a toisis over here that suggests that the whole Dham Chalolim discussion, we're not talking about behemoths, but we're talking about people. Really? That toisis, yeah. See, the toisis Dham Hameis Einei Machshir. It's right before the wide lines. And in my Gemara, where they have some of the parts, they've also have in darker font. So in my Gemara, on that 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Yomud, it says, Kach Nir Lebeine Tam. The word cholo, as it says by Egla Rufa, that's talking about a person. Here too, dam cholom is talking about people and not about behemoths. If you want to know more about that, that's homework. You can look through the whole thesis. But having discussed some of all of these damim, now we discuss one more at the top of the Yomid on line two. We were going to say it yesterday, but we had some interference. Anyway, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Dam chalolim yishter, prat le dam kiluach she'ene machsher es hazroy. What means dam kiluach? Says Rashi, we're talking about an animal that they were makers dam, just like we have by people. The Gemara tells us frequently that in the good old days they had hakozes dam. Hakozes dam means to let out blood from an individual. Years ago they didn't have blood pressure pills, and therefore someone that had high blood pressure, to go and relieve the pressure, they would take out some of the blood. And therefore you had people that was their profession. I don't know if they were called doctors or not, but they were blood letters, and they let out the blood. The Havdol, the same thing applies to animals. You also had people that were makizam, presumably they were the equivalent of veterinarians. Anyway, so if you have such a person that is being makizam of the mehema, and some of that dam is spurting out, does that go, and is it machshir or not? Says our Gemara, no. Prat ledam kilosha einu machshir es ha-zroim. What is machshir es ha-zroim? Rashi says, the drops that happen at the end, but not this huge bursting of the blood that you have at the beginning. In other words, mekizei dam. Initially a lot of blood came out, and then finally only a trickle. That trickle is machshir, but not the huge amount. And that we learn from Dam Chalolim Yishta. Zokt more about the Tanur Rabban. Ha-shoichet v'hitis dam al hadlas. The shoichet shechted, and dam spurted out, not only on the basar of the behema, but also on the dalas. Dalas is defined as a gourd. Gourd is a type of pumpkin. Some say it's similar to a squash or a cucumber. But from that mishpucha. So now you have the dam has spurted on that glass. And the assumption is that the person is okay with that, so that we don't have a problem of nichale. Nevertheless, there's a machloikis, is that the glass now mukhsha lekabel tumma or not? Rabbi oima mukhsha, yeah, and there's dam on the glass, what's the shayla? Rabbi chi oima toilin, I'm not sure. It's a suffix.
The knot is tied up to the ground? Or
No, it's talking about that it's tolish. 100% is tolish. It's not attached to the ground.
If it's mechuber, it can't be...
You're going to tell me that a mechuber can become susceptible to Kabbalah stoma, then every single thing that grows from the ground benefits from the rain. Right. People are misspelled. Saint Talamotel of Rocher, Bunshlam, give us matra. So it's always nichalai. So then all food items should automatically become mukhsha lekabel tumma. So the answer is it's got to be tolush. And because of your question, Rashi goes and addresses it really on that shayla. You look at 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, al etlas. So it's Rashi, tolusha. It's talking about the tolush that it was cut. Rashi is talking about truma. For this part of the Gemara, we don't really need it. Later on, the Gemara goes into truma. But point is that this telas is tolush. Good. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, you know, dam spilled on it, it's fine. The B'chi Oyim Etoyim, B'chi says, I'm not sure. What's the svar in Reb Chiya? We're going to have to see that in another few lines. The Gemara is going to have two different interpretations of Reb Chiya said. Now, both of these, Rebbe and Reb Chiya, are going according to the Rabbanan and not according to Reb Shimon. Because you remember in the Mishnah, it said Reb Shimon said it's the Shechita that's Machshir. And then we had a Shaila yesterday. Is it only the Shechita or is it Av? And what did Reb Asi say? Rav Asi, Omer Reb Shimon, Shechita Mechsheres, V'loi Dam. Dam is not Machshir. No, Eibazoi. Rebbe obviously disagrees because Rebbe says Hochshir, the Dam is Machshir. And Reb Chiya says, I'm not sure. We'll see what the Svar of Reb Chiya is shortly. What should we do? We're stuck. These are both great giants. Do I follow Rebbe's psak? Do I follow Reb Chiya's psak? You know what? Rather, let's go to Reb Shimon. Why should we go to Reb Shimon? Because there's a machloek between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. We go to Reb Shimon. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that the Gemara is going to couple Reb Chiya together with Reb Shimon, just like Reb Chiya says, I'm not sure, I don't know. Reb Shimon says, I know for sure that it's not Machshir. I'm going to couple the two together. I'm going to have two against one. Rebbe says, Hochshir, yeah, he's Hochshir. Reb Shimon says, for sure, not Machshir. Reb Chiya is toiling. We're going to go put Reb Chiya on the Reb Shimon side. It'll be two against one. Really, is that what Gemara means? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Bo v'nismach al divi Reb Shimon. It's about two or three lines above where we are in the Gemara. Bo v'nismach al divi Reb Shimon shehu misayeya es Reb Chiya she'omar ein dam machshir. Since Reb Chiya was besafig, Reb Shimon says clearly ein dam machshir. Habli Rebbe yochid b'makim shtayim. It'll be two against one. And that's why, so when the Gemara says, Amr Boishia, we're going to be Soymech and Reb Shimon, not Reb Shimon against the other two, but rather Reb Shimon together with Reb Chiya against Rebbe. Now, what's the basis? Why do we couple Reb Shimon together with Reb Chiya? So we're going to see. Amr Pop. Hakol Moidim. So Reb Pop is now trying to define the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Hakol Moidim, both of those Tanoim agree. Heichad the Isl Adam, Metchila Va'ad Soif, Kulyam Aleik Bligin the Machshir. Meaning that you started off the Shechita, and Rashi says that the initial spurting of the blood that spread over the glass came from the Hascholas HaShechita. Rashi says, V'hitiz b'tchilas Shechita. Beginning of the Shechita, blood started spritzing all over, including on top of this glass. Okay, now if that dam remains on the glass, m'tchila b'atzoif, from the beginning of the Shechita until the end of the Shechita, everybody would agree that it's Mukhshir, including Reb Chiya. He would not say Toilin, he would say like Rebbe, Mukhshir. Keep Lee with the Machloikis. Oh, the initial blood that came out from the Shechita was at the Hascholas HaShechita. After that, it stopped. Midstream between Simon LeSimon, let's assume it took 10 seconds to go and check this animal. So in the first 3, 4, 5 seconds, you had the spurting of the blood on top of the glass. People said, oi, blood on top of the glass. Quickly they went and cleaned it off. And they cleaned it off, being simon lesimon, before they finished shechting this animal. So what happened? We have a machlekes. Rebbe Sobe Yesh Shechita B'tchila Va'ad Soif. Since when it comes to Shechita, that's a machloikis that we had a few days ago in the Gemara, we all tend in Tzvachim. Do you only look upon the very final moment when you have severed both of the simanim, or do you consider the Shechita from the very beginning until the final severance? According to Rebbe, yesh l'tchil m'tchil v'atzoi, from the very beginning to the very end, v'haydam shechitahu. So that initial spurting of the blood from the tchilas ha-shechita in the 3rd, 4th, 5th second, when they came on, that's Dam Shechita. No, if it's Dam Shechita, except if you hold like Reb Shimon, Dam Shechita is Machshir, and therefore it's Mukhshir. That's why Rebbe says on the top, Mukhshir. You went and cleaned it up between Simon and Simon. I don't care, since this was Dam from Shechita from the very outset, from the beginning, it's valid, kosher Dam Shechita, and therefore it's Machshir LeKabel Tumah, even though at the end of the Shechita, the gourd was already cleaned up. No. The shechita is only at the very, very end. And therefore, the dam that came out is from the beginning. This is similar to what Barry was asking about 5 minutes ago, that it's a dam makahu, or like the Gemara said yesterday, dam magefahu. Why is it dam makah? Since the shechita only occurs in the second half, from second 6 till second 10, the last 5 seconds. And the dam that came on was in the first 5 seconds, and it was quickly cleaned up. That dam was dam makahu, and not dam shechita. If the dam would have continued subsequent into the second siman till the end, oh, that would have been dam shechita. But since it was only at the beginning, you cleaned it up, dam makahu. So, Ibazoi, so what is the shaila? Why does Reb Chiya say toilin? So, Timur, my toilin? Toilin hadover ad mashchita, the isla dam is of shechita machshav, iloi loi machshav. What Reb Chiya said is that initially when the dam spilled on it, at the tchila shechita, since I, Reb Chiya, hold ein l'shechita el besoif, the beginning was only dam makah, gunish mekunish. However, since if that dam were to remain on the delas until the end of the shechita, then it would be machshav. If it's going to be niskaneach, if it's going to be cleaned up before the end of the shechita, then it would not be machshav. And therefore, when Reb Chiya said toilin, he didn't really mean a halachic toilin. He really meant a practical a case toilin. In other words, let's see what happens. If it's going to be cleaned up before the end of the shechita, it will not be machshav. If, however, if it's still going to remain until the end of the shechita, then it will be machshav. Oh,
why should that matter? If the person removes the blood, it shows it's not nicha, that the blood is on the...
Yeah, well, remember, when it comes to nicha, it doesn't have to necessarily be vis-a-vis the gourd. As long as the...
person wants the blood out, so they want the meat, they want the blood out to take it from Eivim and Achai.
Okay? Exactly. Zok Dimar Umay Bov Nismach Devereb Shimon. Now that we understand more clearly the machlege between Rebbe and Reb Chiya, what is Nismach Devereb Shimon? Reb Shimon Le Machshir. Reb Chiya is your Machshir. Say Bazoi, how do you put the two together? Right. They're arguing with one another. Reb Chiya says that if you have the blood that remains until the end, it is your Machshir. Reb Shimon says, I could care less. Blood, dam, shechita is not Machshir. Right. Say Bazoi, how you're coupling those two against Rebbe. Zukimar ben Iskaneach Miyu. Shavul Hadadi. When it comes in Iskaneach, where it's cleaned up, there both already have a common front, and that is Marle Machshir. Reb Chiya says, since the blood didn't remain until the end, it's only Dam Makah, Dam Magefa. It's not Dam Shechita, and therefore it's not Machshir. Says Reb Shimon, I don't hold your Svara, but I certainly agree with you that Dam Shechita is not Machshir. Oh, so therefore, if this is what in fact happened, that's what you may want to give this one.
What's that? What's that?
Oh, sure, why not?
You already have the red, the Schmidt bookmark. It's easier. It's still on yesterday. Okay. Is up the Gemara. Shavu la'dodi. Marley Machshir, Marley Machshir. At this point in time, at the Seif Shechita, both of them agree it's not Machshir. Reb Chiya holds it's not Machshir because it's only Dam Magefa. And according to Reb Shimon, it's not Machshir because Dam Shechita is never Machshir. So in that sense, they both group together, and therefore you have two against one. So that's what the Gemara meant of Reb Shimon when he says, Nismach al Divrei Reb Shimon, that we're going to go mitzvah of him together with Reb Chiya, it'll be two against one, and therefore it will not be
Machshir.
Oh, very good. Ravashi, Ravashi has a second shot in the Torah. Toilin li oilam mashma. Toilin means that forever we're going to have this shaila. Meaning, not like we just learned now, wait for another 5 seconds, see if it's cleaned off, not cleaned off. No, no, no. This is a halachic toilin, not a practical type of toilin. What do you mean? More explains. Toilin li oilam mashma, then it's kaneach le Reb Chiya svuki mesapkele. Reb Chiya says, when we cleaned it off, I have the suffix. Iyeshna le tchila
l'shchita.
I'm sorry. Toilin li oilam mashma v'niskanech. I don't think v'niskanech for Reb Chiya. Toilin li oilam mashma v'niskanech. It's talking about that it was taka cleaned off. Shem le Reb Chiya mesukim ala sapkele. Iyesh le shchita v'tchila bat. So if I ain le shchita el besoif. Not like we said before that Reb Chiya holds for sure ain le shchita el le besoif. But the toilin of Reb Chiya was that he was not sure whether you hold yesh le tchila mat besoif. Hoi ain le shchita el besoif. And therefore, what should be now the shayla? We know it's talking about Niskanech for sure. It was Niskanech between the first.
It was wiped off.
It was wiped off, right. Wiped off the slate, off the record, totally. Now the question is it Machshir or not? So if you hold Yesh al Shchita Metchil Levad Tzoiv, yes, it is Machshir, because it's not considered to be Dam Maka, it was Dam Shchita. I was wiped off. Ooh, you think I was going to leave the blood there forever? So it was wiped off. Balamaisa, it was Dam Shchita. And according to both Rebbe and Reb Chia, Dam Shchita is Machshir. Or do we say in the Shchita El Besoif? And since it was wiped off, clearly Niskanef, so that wasn't the Toilin, that wasn't the Shaila, clearly Niskanef. But if you hold in the Shchita El Besoif, so then that blood was pre-Shchita blood, it wasn't Shchita blood, and therefore it was Dam Makir blood. No, Dam Makir blood is not Machshir. So El Besoif, that was the Shaila that Reb Chia had. And now, what's the Shaila Halacha? My Toilin, you said, Toilin Li Oilam. If I knew for sure that it was Mukshal Kabel Tumah, and now Tumah fell on it, then you'd have to go and burn it. Now, why would you have to go and burn it? If we were talking about Chulin, you don't have to go and burn Chulin that became Chulin Tumah. You don't have to go and burn. Rather, it can be eaten by anybody that is Tumah or anybody that's not Makbet to eat as Chulin B'Tahara. So the answer is that's why Rashi, that we noted before, said Aladlas, Tlusha Shel Truma, even though for the earlier discussion it wasn't really necessary. But now that we get to this new pshat in the thin Reb Chia, and the Toilin is Le'oichem Le'sarfin, meaning if it was for sure not Tomei, then you'd be able to eat it. If it was for sure Tomei, then you'd have to go and burn Truma that became Tomei. But I'm not sure if it became Tummy or not. What do you mean you're not sure if it became Tummy? Did the Sheretz fall on it? Did the Nevela fall on it? Sure, but I'm not sure whether it was Mukshur Lekabel Tummy. Or what was your Shaila? The Shaila was that the Dam only fell on it at the Tchila Shchita, not the Soiv Shchita. And Reb Chia says, and I don't know how we paskin, do we say, yes, on the Shchita, Tchila, Vat Soiv, and this was bona fide Dam Shchita, that is Machshir. Or maybe in the Shchita El Besoiv, and therefore it's not Machshir, because we cleaned the whole thing off and it was just Dam Maka, Dam Magefa. So therefore, since I don't know, Le'oichem Le'sarfin, don't go and burn it, because this might be good, kosher, tahor, truma, but on the other hand, it might not be. So Le'oichelin, Ve'lo'isarfin. Umayi bold nisvachadu Reb Shimon. How are we mitstarif the two? Reb Shimon, Le'imachshir. Reb Chia, Sveika. So the two are not aligned. How are we adding Reb Shimon to Reb Chia? So if you want, Beli Nitzreifa Miyoshav Adodi. Both of them agree we're not going to go and burn this, the last, or this meat that had on it the dam. Why not? Because Mar Lo Yisorfe, according to Reb Shimon, we're not going to go and burn it because Reb Shimon holds dam Einoi Machshir. So therefore it didn't even become tummy in the first place. So obviously we're not going to go and burn it. We're not going to burn the meat, we're not going to burn the last, if it becomes Tameh, because it's not going to be Tameh, because the Dam is not Machshir. And the same thing applies to Reb Chia, that since Reb Chia says, I'm not sure whether you hold Yesh L'Tchil M'Tzoyf, or Ein L'Shchit El B'Tzoyf, so Le'oichem Le'sarfin. Oh, so they both agree, we're not going to go and burn it. Havali Rebbe. Rebbe says, we will burn it, because it became Mokshir, because it was Dam that spilled on it, and I hold Yesh L'Shchit M'Tchil M'Tzoyf. So it's a Dam Shchita, it doesn't hold like Reb Shimon, therefore it's Machshir. Havali Rebbe is Chad. Rebbe is one view that he would hold. Sarfin, because the other two say together in unison,
Sarfin,
Ein Sarfin. The other two hold Ein Sarfin. The reason why Reb Shimon holds Ein Sarfin, because it was never Mokshel HaKabotim, because Dam Shchita is not Machshir. And Reb Chia says, I'm not sure, I don't know, and therefore it's Toilin. Le'oichem Le'sarfin, so they both agree Le'sarfin. However, Rebbe holds Sarfin, so it's two against one, so we're not going to burn it after all. V'achi Kamer, Kegoyin Zois, Toilin Le'oichem Le'sarfin, bottom line, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to continue. Like Reb Chia said, I cannot go and burn it. We have two against one. Don't burn. But I can't go and eat it because maybe it's Mukshir after all.
Remind me, Dam Maka, everybody agreed that it was not...
According to yesterday's Gemara, Dam Maka ain't a Mukshir.
It wasn't Machlokas?
The Gemara brought it b'shem Reb Shimon, but we didn't see that anybody disagreed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Continuing on, Zukti Moriah Tzvaiter, now we start a new shtickle. We're going to get into other Heksher alternatives. What means Hechsher alternative? Until we started learning this sugya within the last couple of days, we had always assumed the only thing that's machshir, a food item, the Kabbal Toma, is one of the seven mashkois. Now we had a chiddush of Ravasi, that he says, Aliba de Reb Shimon, you can have shchita being machshir, even if it's a bloodless shchita. No blood whatsoever, no mashka whatsoever, the shchita itself, that is machshir, according to Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara is going to do something new, new in the sense for our sugya, but we've had this, of course, in the past, and that is an inyan of chibas hakoidish is machshir.
Right.
Chibas hakoidish means that something which is kodshim, even though there was no water and no, none of the seven mashkois falling on that item, but just the fact that it's part and parcel of kodshim, the base of Mikdash, it becomes mukshir automatically. Even if it's not open,
well, Levina and Eitzim.
How do you know Eitzim and Levina? So we're going to have that Mirchim on the very bottom of today's Amid Beis, even though La B'nei Achila Ninu, Chibes HaKodesh Machshirasa. Very good, beautiful, excellent. How do we know this Inyan of Chibes HaKodesh? This is not a Derabbanan, but this is a Pasuk. What is a Pasuk? Well, Mirchim will see that on the bottom of the Amid Beis. So therefore these are Hechsher substitutes or alternatives. Now the question is, the Gemara wants to know, how far-reaching is that Hechsher? Meaning, you have a regular piece of food, and you have on it, let's say, and it's Tolish, not Mechuk, and you had falling on it one of the seven Mashkois, take the normal case,
Tal,
or you can have water, fine, whatever. You have foods lying there in the field, you already harvested them, and then there's an unexpected rain, but you're happy about the rain because it'll make it more fluffy and it's going to blossom, it's going to flourish, so now it happens to be Mukshala Kabbalah. What happens if a person who happens to be an Avatuma, how's he an Avatuma? Because for Mushal he touched a mess, so he became an Avatuma. So this person now touched any one of these food items, so they're going to become a Rishon L'Tumah. In turn, this food item, if it touches another food item, that's going to become a Shiny L'Tumah. You could have the same thing if you had L'Mushul, the Oichlin was touched by an Avi Avois L'Tumah, so then the Oichlin is going to become an Av, and it's going to go and cause Oichlin to become a Rishon, and a Rishon to become a Shiny. So you have the whole chain. And that's, of course, if we're talking about Chulin. And if we're talking about Truman, it'll go to a Shlishi, it'll go to Kodshim, it'll go to Revi, and so on and so forth, as we've learned over the last couple of days. And that's all if you have your normal Hechsher. The question is, what about these Hechsher substitutes? We know that it makes it Mukshir, and then it becomes Tameh. But is it just Tameh on its own, and it cannot transmit the Tumah further? It's like Chulin, the Matzav of a Sheni, or Truma and a matzav and a shlishi, or kachim and a rabi. Sorry,
it's puzzle. It's not tummy.
It's puzzle, right? And therefore, it cannot transmit tumma. Or do we say no? Just like your normal hechsher has the whole rubric of the av and the rishon and the shayin and the shlishi and rabi, etc. Maybe the same thing applies to the other chibas hakodesh or the other hechsher substitutes. We're going to talk now about chibas hakodesh. On the Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the shchita of Reb Shimon, which is also machshir, just a shchita alone, bloodless shchita. It's machshir. Does it make it into the Rishon Sheni, Shlishi, Revi? Or do you say no? It just has a din that it's tameh, and in other words, it becomes mukshir lekabel tumah. And if any tumah touches it, it becomes tameh. But it's only possible it doesn't spread the tumah further. So that's going to be the discussion.
The shchita of chulin is a shchita. Reb Shimon tumah shchita as chulin, and we're comparing it now to kachim to the klik sharis of a mincha or something, as it were.
Not the klisharis of the mincha.
No, the klisharis infuses
chibas hakodesh.
The klisharis infuses the substances in it with chibas hakodesh and it gives it that.
Okay.
It's not the klisharis. It's not the klisharis. It's chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh is something else. Then
it's a parallel concept. Right. Chibas hakodesh. The fact that something is part of the kodeshim framework in Beis Hamikdash automatically chibas hakodesh is machshirit. Is that any different in Metzias or Halacha from what you're saying put into Klisharis?
Right.
I don't know.
That's how you always describe it, is that
it's a Guf.
Right.
Now, Chibas HaKodesh is a separate concept that now it gets confused,
okay,
becomes Mukhshar LeKabbalah.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's recorded of Shemin, he did Shchita, so that makes it Mukhshar.
Good.
So
blood or not.
Blood or not.
Right.
And that wasn't everything.
That is by Chulin, but not by Kachim. Only by Chulin, not by Kachim.
Because you need the Dan for Kachim.
Or let's get, that's true. But besides that, let's talk now about a Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha is clearly bloodless, right? So let's talk about that. We're going to come back to Reb Shimon and the blood, etc., on the Amud Beis. But in the meantime, Boy Reb Shimon Lakish, Tzrid Shel Menachos, Moinim Boy Rishim V'Sheni, Oyein Moinim Boy Rishim V'Sheni. What means Tzrid? Tzrid means something which is dry. Rashi says that we have that same reference to Tzrid in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, when we're talking about the Baal Tokeya, blowing from the shofar, and all different types of sounds come from that shofar. One of them might be tzrid. Tzrid means that it's very, very, very dry sound. It doesn't sound like the choir or the chazan that is singing, which is so melodious and so sweet. It's very, very dry. That's the lashon of tzrid, of being dry. Now you have a Karban Mincha. Every Karban Mincha, not every Karban Mincha, but your normal standard Karban Mincha, you mix with shemen and with water. 100%. What happens, however, if you have a very, very large Karban Mincha of Chvais, 50 Esrainim, and you only have, for instance, the Machloikis, whether you have one loik per Esrain or not. But even if you have a lot, but the point is, you got to go and mix it. But what happens if you didn't mix it well? Is that ma'akev? It has to be a ro'i lebila. Right. But once it's ro'i lebila, what means ro'i lebila? That it's a kli that's holding less 60. Than 60 esrainim. Ah, see, we've already now chazed about half of Masechtas Menachos. Well, maybe not half, but at least 60 esrainim worth of Masechtas Menachos. Anyway, so you have a tzrid shel menachos. That means you've taken your karban mincha, the flour, you've mixed it with oil, and then what happens? The fact that you have the oil on, that's already one of the seven machshirim. What happens if afterwards you've done the entire, when I said you've done, the kohen has gone through all of the avoidas. They did hagosha, they did the yitzika mit the belila, and they did the kmitza, and they put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and now we have all the shirayim left, and the kahanim is saying, oh, great, we're going to be making from this. Are you going to make chalas? You're going to make matzahs?
No, I don't make matzahs.
Matzahs, because you can't. When do you have chametz in the base of Mikdash?
By Menachos.
Menachos, Rosh
Hashanah. By Todah.
A Karban Todah and? And the Shtei Halecha. Shtayim Tiena Chomets Teofana Bikurim Lasha. So that's a Shtei Halecha that you have in Shmuelis. And then you also have, what other one?
By the Nazir?
By the Karban Todah, as you know, you had four different lachmim. Three of them were matzah, and one of them, of the four species, one of them was chametz. Good. Anyway, but normally it would be matzah. Fine. So I have now this Karban Mincha, the shirayim, after I put the kmitz on, and now I want to go and make it into matzahs. And guess what? As the person puts it into the kneading bowl, he notices, hey, some of that mincha is still dry. I can't believe it. I know when we were boiled it, we went at it a half an hour, we mished them, we mashed them back and forth and top and bottom, but there's still parts of it that are dry. What happens? I'm sorry?
Not to worry.
Okay. What happens? What happens if you have now a dead sheretz that touches the mincha, and in particular it touches that area within the mincha which is totally dry? Would you say, well, it's dry, it was not mukhshir kabel tumah, and therefore it's not going to become susceptible to tumah, and therefore you can have as many shrotzim falling on it. Not only in a kli sharetz, it's already out of the kli sharetz, because we went through the whole process. So the answer is, because of chibas hakodesh. How do I know chibas hakodesh? That's on the next line. Kimihami chibas hakodesh lefsule. It's certainly the chibas hakodesh is going to say, even though part of this mincha is dry, nevertheless, chibas kodesh machsherosa. Fine. But the question is, how far does that hechsher go? On the rest of the mincha that was mixed together with the water and mixed together with the oil, it is so mukhsher that if you had a person that was tummy, who was an av, who touched that part of the mincha, it would become a rishon. And the rishon would make a sheni. Since it's kodesh, it would even make a shlishi and a ravi. But that part which is dry, and the only way you're getting the hechsher is because of the hechsher substitute in the form of the chibas hakodesh. Does that also give you the same type of framework?
Transmission power,
fine. That it goes from Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi to Revi, or maybe not. And that's why the Gemara goes...
Stop there and add a, does it become a Rishon?
Oh, so let's see the Gemara. Boy, Rishon, Melokish, It does not go through that normal rubric of tumah that goes from rishon to sheni to shlishi to rvi. So vus yor ki mahan yachib is a kodesh lefsulei gufe, that it itself becomes tumah. Yes, it is tumah, and therefore because it's kodesh which is tumah, he says Rashi litzer b'achila. You're not allowed to eat it. It's kodesh tumayim. That's like any one of those psulim by kachim, which we've had, for instance, if it was possible b'yoytze, it can be possible b'tomei, it can be possible b'noiser, and so on and so forth. So, it's awesome. Now, we're not worried about that it's going to touch something else, because if you hold that chibas ha-kodesh is only possible zit l'psuli gufei, that fine.
It becomes revi immediately, effectively.
Effectively has established like a revi. Yeah, exactly.
So it's but it's matzis, right?
Matzis.
So yeah. Pass it over.
Only that it itself should become possible, but it doesn't spread the tumah. So who cares? Says Rashi, "Litzibachil, can't eat it. It doesn't. I'm not worried about tumah, but I'm worried about can't eat it." But lemimli beivri shuvasheni loy. But maybe you do not have that whole chain of command of the rishuvasheni. Oh, idil maloyishna, or maybe no. Just like any of the mashkoyis would go and cause there to be a rishon v'sheni type of chain, here too you have the same type of chain. That's more shaila of Reish Lakish. Om Reb Loza Toshima. Let's try to bring a raya from the pasuk itself. What does it say in the pasuk? Here we're talking about one of the psukim, which is the makor of the Sheva Mashkoyis being machshir. It says in the pasuk, "Mikolo oichel asher ye'ochel." If you look at Oiz Beis, "Mikolo oichel asher ye'ochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma." Oh, any oichel, any type of oichel. As sheyovel of mayim, if mayim falls on it, the word yitma doesn't really mean literally yitma. It means that it's susceptible to become tummy. Oh, so that's what the pasuk says. Going back to the Gemara now, oichel baba mayim is hochsher. Oichel shein baba mayim loy hochsher. Oh, so therefore, since this trid shomanachas, those dry portions didn't go into the water, so to speak, because it's still dry, so then there is no hechsher lekabel tuma. Therefore, he's paskening lechoyra on Reish Lakish Shaila. No dis of Reish Lakish.
It's puzzle. It's like a revi.
Good. Frank Yomara, Otter Pshimon Lakish, Leslie Oichel Bob Mayim. You think that Reish Lakish didn't know about this pasuk? Only you, Reb Loza, came up with the pasuk. The chapasuk of the Torah. Of course, he knew this about Oichel Bob Mayim. Reb Pshimon Lakish, Hachi Kami Boyle. His Shaila is like we explained it. Chibes Hakodesh. Ki oichel haba b'mayim dami, and just like an oichel haba b'mayim, you have the whole chain of rishon sheni shlishi v'hi, or maybe I like, maybe the chibes hakodesh, although it's a machshir, it's not a triple A machshir, it's only a double A machshir, in the sense that it makes that thing mukhshir l'kabel tumah, but the tumah stops there, as Barry keeps on saying, it's the status like a revi, it's possible, but it doesn't spread tumah. So that was Reish Lakish's shaila. Go and tell me from normal Hilchis Hechshva Oichel B'Mamayim that what, that it's Machshon and Rishon Shein. You think Reish Lakish didn't know that pasuk? He's not asking about typical Hechshva Ayidei Mashke. He's talking about Hechshva Ayidei Chibas HaKadosh. What's the step? Zokti Mara. And what did you think Reb Loza? Reb Loza didn't realize Reish Lakish knew about the pasuk. But rather Reb Loza Namim Yituri Kroi Kamar. What Reb Loza had in mind was that we only quoted one pasuk, but they really two psukim directly on point. Where's the other pasuk? Mechlik Siv, it says in the pasuk, Vaitev Achiyutan Mayim Al Zera. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk Gimel, and the Torah Orech Shalim, Achiyutan Mayim Al Zera, Benofim Al Zera, Olav, Tami Hulachem. That if you have Mayim coming on Zera, Zera literally means seeds, but we interpret it to mean all types of Oichlin. And now, Benofim Al Zera, Olav, you have a Nevela of a Behema, or a Nevela of a Sheretz that died, that one falls on it. Tami Lucham. Oh, so now we have two separate psukim. Zokti Mar. Mechlik Siv. Chitunayim al Zera. To tell you the din of Hechshu lekabel tumah. Mikol Oichel Shiyachel Omli. What do we have two psukim to repeat the same thing? That if you have an Oichel where Mashke falls on it, it becomes susceptible to lekabel tumah. Zokti Mar. Lav Lamutei Chibas HaKodesh. Says now Rebbe Lazar. The reason why we have these two psukim is l'choyer to go and tell you the only way that you have that normal rishon sheni shlishi revi is liquid. When you have liquids. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to repeat it twice. and by kodshim, anytime you feed something twice, it's ma'akiv. Oh, so only when you're talking about liquids, but you're talking about chivas ha-kodesh, then it does not have that rishon sheni shlishi. And that Reb Loza said, that's what I meant when I was responding to Reish Lakish. What I meant to go and say is, I see from that, from these, the combination of the two psukim, that only when you have a mashke, then it makes the rishon v'sheni. However, if you just have chivas ha-kodesh, wonderful, it's machshe, but it's not a mashke, and therefore, it only legufe, it's possible, but not that it spreads anywhere else. So l'choira, Reb Loza has a tiny, he has two psukim. So what would Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish says, like, you have no raya. The reason why we have two separate psukim, one is talking about tumas mas, and one is talking about tumas sheret. That in both cases, you want this food item to become tamei. It has to be mukshir through water or one of the seven mashkais. Why do I have to have psukim both for mes and for sheret? To trichi. The ashmin to mes, even though tumas mes, of course, is much more chomer than the tumah of a sheret, but there is one chomer that sheret has over tumas mes, and that is the shi'ur. What is a shi'ur? When you're talking about a tumah sheret, it only has to be kadasha. Kadasha means as small as a little lentil. You know how small lentils are? They're so small. If you have a part of a dead sheret, a kadasha that falls on a food item, it becomes tummy, not only a food item, on a person or on a kli. The kadash is matami. The gabi tumas mes, if you're talking about bosser of tumas mes, it's only matami because I is. Oh, so therefore, says Yomar, if it would say by tumas mes that you need heksher with one of the mashkois, awesome, the boy heksher, mishon melem matami kadash. There, to be matami, you need a much larger piece, you need a kezayis, and therefore the trader put on another requirement. Not only should be a kezayis, but it also should be a heksher lekamal tuma of mashkois. Ah, but sheretz mitame kedasha. Sheretz transmits tuma so easily, you don't even see the tuma. It's a kedasha, a little lentil, and it's really mitame. So emalili boy heksher. Maybe the Torah was so machmir by the sheretz, you don't even need heksher at all. That's why you have to have a pasuk to tell you by sheretz and heksher. Ah, yishmini sheretz. Let it only say sheretz. Dear mishem bli mitame tuma shiver. After all, you don't have so there you have to have hechsher. Have a mess of metame tuma shiva. That's such an intense type of tuma that you need a paraduma mit shlishu shvi. Emelele boy hechsher. Maybe you don't need hechsher at all. So you have to have therefore both psukim. Ah, since I need the both psukim, one for mess and one for sheretz, I don't have Reb Loza's drasha that is coming to tell you only by regular mashke, which is machshir. Do you have the Rishon Sheni Shlishi Benap Achibas HaKadosh? You have no raya for that because I needed to psukim for something else.
Do you know which pasuk points to which source of tuma? Or does it matter?
Which one is sheretz or which one is
mes? Right?
If you look it up in the psukim, one of the psukim is right next to sheretzim, and therefore suggests that it's sheretzim.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's guilt by association.
Or at least tuma. Masim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks now the following kasha. Rav Shimon Omer Huchshru B'Shchita. Oh, Huchshru V'Afil Memni B'Hu Rishon B'Sheini. Now, we're no longer talking about Hechshir through Mashke. We're not talking about Hechshir through Chibas HaKodesh. We're talking about regular Shchita. Rav Shimon is talking about regular Chulin. How do we know that we're talking about Chulin? If you go back to that Mishnah that we were learning, it starts off, Ashoichet, the must be talking about chulin. And on that, Reb Shimon says, even if there was no blood, it's hokshu b'shchita. So therefore, Reb Shimon is talking about a different situation than what we were talking. It's a parallel situation. Because Reb Shimon is talking about shchita by regular behemoth, and our Gemara is talking about chibas ha-kodesh by kodshim. And in both cases, if there was no blood, says Reb Shimon, it becomes mukshir through the shchita itself. It's totally bloodless. And in the Beis Hamikdash, it will be the same thing, even without Reb Shimon, al tzachibas hakodesh. We haven't focused on the basa, we focused on the mincha, because we talk about its tzrid, that it got dry, etc. But it's the same type of thing, that you have now two hechsher substitutes, if you will, or alternatives. So, Masav Rav Yosef, Reb Shimon, I'm hechsher b'shchita. Now, it doesn't say beferish in the Mishnah, but Rav Yosef is assuming that when Rav Shimon says hoshu b'shchita, hoshu afil memli behul rishoin b'shein, and therefore says the Gemara, amai This is not your normal hechsher through one of the seven mashkois like water, but it's as a result of the shechita alone. And since I'm assuming that according to Reb Shimon, shechita alone also does the rishon v'shaini, then assume the same thing like bechibas hakodesh, that it should be rishon v'shaini. So I don't understand the shaila that we're asking of Reish Lakish. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, who says? Asu ki hechsher mayim midrabanan. Even assuming, Rav Yosef, that you are correct, that when Rav Shimon says, Huchshiru b'shchita, it means the full-blown hechsher of Rishon v'Sheni, maybe not mina Torah, maybe only the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said, since we're calling this Tamei, we don't want to distinguish between one form of Tumah, other forms of Tumah, we could have all types of confusion, and therefore we're going to say that there is Taka Rishon v'Sheni, but only Drabbanan, and not D'Oraisa. If you're asking me, what difference make whether it's D'Oraisa or Drabbanan? Mm-hmm. Because if it's D'Oraisa, we're going to go and burn it.
Truma.
If you're talking about Truma, you're talking about Kachim. However, if you're talking about Drabbanan, we're not going to burn like we had Rav Chiya Yomer Aleph. Toilin le'sarfin, le'oichum le'sarfin. Very good. So therefore, Abaye says, don't bring me a raya from Reb Shimon's halacha, even if you're assuming that Reb Shimon holds Rish Mashayni, because that's Drabbanan, that's not Min HaToyah. Let me try to be poishit the shayla of Reish Lakish. Toshima haboitzil legas. What's a boitzil legas? A person that did betzira. Betzira means to harvest anovim grapes. As you know, Hebrew has a very, very rich language when it comes to harvesting. When you're talking about tvua, you're talking about tzira. When you're talking about grapes, you're talking about bitzira. Ta'inim is gedira. And by zesim, it's oider, adira. Each one of them has a different term, but they all mean the same, harvesting. Okay, so a person has harvesting legas, grapes, not for purposes he wants to go and eat delicious plum grapes, but he wants to go and make it into wine. And therefore we're taking it now to the wine press. Now, because there are so many grapes, one on top of the other, in this large wagon, so as a result of all that pressure, the bottom grapes are all now oozing liquid. Okay, so now what's the story with that liquid? Is it machshir lekabel tumah? Or is it not machshir lekabel tumah? Shamai oimer hochshir. It is machshir lekabel tumah. Why would it be machshir lekabel tumah?
Because you want to eventually press them out into grape juice and make wine. So it's already the weight of the grapes is actually giving you a head start.
It's beautiful. The average wagon had holes on the bottom, either intentional holes or just in the way the structure, the way it was created. Most of them, of course, were made out of wood, and so therefore they put the wood slats together, and some of that grape juice is going to ooze from the wagon onto the ground, and he's going to lose it. And therefore the person normally the person is upset about it, and it should not be machshir lekabel tumah. So why does Rashi hold it as hukshir? Says Rashi, he's goizer shem yiftzerenu bekupois mizufafois. In a case where Itaka doesn't transport it in holy wagons, wagons that have holes and allow for the oozing and the losing of the juice, but rather it was kupois in boxes, mizufafois, which were sealed with tar or lime or whatever zephis means under these circumstances. And therefore, every drop of juice was saved. And as you said before, this farmer is delighted that it's oozing because it's going to make his job that much easier when it comes to the wine press. Normally, to go and press out all these grapes would be 10 hours, $100 an hour, it's going to cost him $1,000. Since half of the grapes are already oozing, the whole thing will take him 3 hours, 5 hours. He's going to save a bundle. Just giving an example why he's happy about it. So in the case of Musufafis, he's rather happy, and therefore it's about the huksha. So even in the case where on the surface the person is talk upset, not only on the surface, really upset, but because of this gzeira mishum, kupas zufafai said Shammai in all cases huksha. Hiloi maloi huksha. Well, Hil didn't make that gzeira, therefore he said he's not happy. Loi huksha. Eventually, v'shasik lehil v'shammai. Eventually, Hillel agreed with Shammai. He said, you know what? I agree, huksha. Now the Gemara again assumes that when we say that it's Huchshir, Rishon Sheni, the whole nine yards. This is not your classic Oichel Baba Mayim, even though really it is, because there is the Mashi that has fallen on it. However, it is not the that taps somebody.
Because the parsha,
Shabbos, that's calling everybody.
It's Yerushalayim.
Okay, but he doesn't live in Yerushalayim. That's good. Anyway, Mishasik lehil l'sham. Amai freikim avalav oichal habo b'mayivu. Now here it's tak oichal habo b'mayivu. We're not talking about chibas hakodesh when the mincha is dry. We're not talking about a situation of Rav Shimon that you had a heksher shechita and it was a bloodless shechita. Here there is oichal habo b'mayivu. That says Rashi, the v'hai mashke lo nichale. So when the Gemara says v'alav oichal habo b'mayivu, means it's not your normal machsher of a nichale situation. And nevertheless, the Gemara assumes that Shammai and Hillel, when they say Hukshar, even they still agreed eventually, or Hillel agreed eventually, that they mean Takam and the Gantz chain of command, the Rishon, Chain, Shlishi, and Revi. Oh, so you see that even though it's not your normal Hechshir, it's only a Gzeira Hechshir, but nevertheless you go and do your Rishon Vashem. So, Ibazoi, let's be pointed to the Shal of Reish Lakish and say that when you have the Chibis HaKodesh, it's also Machshir, Rishon Vashem.
Why isn't the liquid in the, we're saying, was it dripping out here, or is it?
It's not dripping. It's not dripping.
It depends which one. The Boitzel Gas, normally it is dripping. And since it's dripping out, the person is upset. He's losing all of that grape juice. However, we're making a Zera, or two Kupais Mizufafais. Boxes that have Zephys on the bottom, tar or lime,
plastic,
or whatever.
Plastic, whatever.
And no, none
but
of the juice,
is lost.
Not a drop of the oozing, is losing. It's all there. Then he's delighted, and then it goes quicker.
This is just the Rabbanan then.
Exactly. Take a look at the Rashi. Shammai Oymahosh. You see, about 12 lines in the top. The Avagav Dolei Nichalei B'mashka Yoytze Mehen. Dolei Ibud Azli. He's losing the oozing. Because Rina La Shem Yivtzeren B'kubit
M'dufafai. Eventually people may be boozing.
Very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Zog Dimar Yetz. So I see over there, even though it's not your Hechshid Yeraisa, but you still go through the Rishon Sheni situation. And again, Omer Abaye is same terrors as before. Asukia Hechshid Mayim Midraban. It's all Draban. I mean, this whole Gzeir is Draban. Every Gzeir is Draban by definition. So therefore, that's what we do. Rishon Sheni is Draban. But Rish Lakish is asking, what's a Din Yeraisa? So what type of answer are you giving me from this? So Omer Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef kind of a little bit annoyed. And Rav Yosef says, "Amin al Chan no hukshur b'shchita." I try to be pushed to the shal of Rish Lakish from shchita from Rav Shimon, right? That's Moshe Rav Yosef. Go back 10 lines in the Gemara, and you dismiss the inyan zinishka oichel ba b'mayimu, and don't that amrisli asu kehechshur mayim midrabanan. It's only asu midrabanan, but minatoy to takenat. It's only midrabanan. The Amalek Rav Zera asked you another question. That was Rav Zera haboitz legas. The Amrish Lane, you told him the same thing. Asuki Akshemain, meaning Midrabanan. So Ibazil Rav Shimon Lakish, Nami Asuki Akshemain. Why aren't we poishit Rish Lakish l'cholapachis that it is Takarish Vishaini Shlishi? Midrabanan. And therefore, answer Ishaila. He wanted to know on the Umbed Aleph, is it only Psul Gufe like Ravi, like you said? Or do you say, no, that if you have the whole Rish and Shaini Shlishi? On Malay, so he told him, I don't understand you. Atar Rav Shimon Lakish, please come by Alei. He didn't have a shayla legabi drabanan. He knew that it would be at least midrabanan that you would have the din of rish and sheni shlish. Because after all, it's litlois. When you have litlois by definition, it's drabanan. That wasn't the shayla. He came by lay lisroiv. When you have this tridshul menaches where part of it remained dry, he wanted to know what's the halacha. Certainly, we're not going to go and eat from that if a sheretz touched it. Why not? Because toilin loy oichlin loy sarf. But he wanted to know maybe if she yosarfin, because maybe chibis hakodesh is such an intense form of hechsher substitute that just like everywhere else, it is so potent, good that it goes aleph beis gimel dalet rishon sheni shlishi revi. So maybe the same thing over here. It's minat toira and this chibis hakodesh, and therefore you can even burn it because after all, the chibis hakodesh is diraisa. It's not dirabanan. And therefore, that was my shaila. What's the halacha of chibas hakodesh? That's machshir. Is it just like oichel habo b'mayim or not? The Gemara is not poishit the shaila, but the Gemara, however, does want to know how do you know chibas hakodesh to midaraisa? Where did you take this from? Me nolam. Ilayim midachsid. Maybe it's from the following pasuk. Va'basa sheiga b'chol tomei. The basa that we're talking about is. So far we're talking about chulin. In a moment we're going to get to kachin. So min chsiba basi shiga b'chol tamei. What does it say in the pasuk? Lo yiyachol be'ishi sarif, right? Basi shiga b'chol tamei lo yiyachol be'ishi sarif. So now says the Gemara about that. How you bosser this kasha b'may? How did this bosser that you said yiga b'chol tamei lo yiyachol be'eshi sarif? How did it become tamei? Oh, now, since it says be'eshi sarif, you know already that's a giveaway. We're talking about kachim, but we didn't have to come on to kachim, but now we will. So, doctor, how you bosser the kasha b'may? How did it, you say that it touched the tamei lo yiyachol be'eshi sarif? Just because the tuma touched it, ilim this kasha b'dam. Oh, very good, because you shachted and you had the dam, and that's how it became tamei. That's how it became mukshel lekabel tamei. Vom Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Yoichanan midayin ledam kodshim she'einoi machshir. You hear a boy say?
Wow.
The whole discussion that we've had now about the dam shechita machshir, not machshir, that's only by chulin, by dam kodshim einoi machshir. She'nemar, like it says in the pasuk, lo yiseichlenu alo aretz yishbuchenu kamoi. Now, by the way, this is not something that is totally brand new to us. When we were learning the Mishnah back in Daf Lamed Gimel, and we were discussing what type of Basar are we talking about? Hashoyche behem chay ba'oif liyot mehen dam ksheirim. Be careful from tuma. No, you don't have to worry about the fish like hukshir b'dam. Reb Shimon oim hukshir b'shchita. And then the Gemara asked, are we talking about kodshim? We're talking about chulin. So Gemara said, it's got to be tuma chulin since it says chay. Says the Gemara, v'su, and I'll bring you another raya. 10 lines to the bottom. Ibe kodshim ki yotz mehen dam mi machshir. Even if it was done, it's not machshir. When Reb Chiya bar Abba Reb Yechem, in dying the Rab Kodshim, she ain't a machshir. Shema Yotz Yishpachin al Kamoyim, dam she ain't a machshir, in wang, ain't a machshir. So we already had this Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel, and the Gemara is now repeating it again. The dam of Kodshim that spurted out during the Shechita, ain't a machshir. Why is it not machshir? Because the Torah says about dam, lo yitechlen, don't eat from the dam. What do you do with it? Al Yotz Yishpachin al Kamoyim, just spill it out in the sewer. Just like you would pour out water that you don't need. Just like the dishwashing water or the washing machine water. Take the dam, don't eat it, and just tishbech and a kamayim. Zokti mura, dam ha nishbech kamayim, that is machshir. She'en ha nishbech kamayim, ain't a machshir. What do you do with dam of kodshim? You don't just go and shoifet kamayim. You need it for the zrika on the mizbeach. So it's not dam ha nishbech kamayim, therefore it's not machshir. No, if it's not machshir, so why does the pasuk say the baser kodshim shibuchal tamei beishi sarif? What was the hechshir? Ela mai diskashim a mashke beitzmut b'chayah. Oh, I have another eitzah. What's mashke beitzmut b'chayah? That every single time after the shechita, they took it to a special area in tzofin of the mizbeach, and they would go and rinse it and wash it on tables, marble tables, so it shouldn't warm up. And to go and get out, or they would clean out all the tzoya from the innards, etc. And then after it was all cleaned out, then they would go and put the aimerin on top of the mizbeach. So therefore, now it's gotten wet as a result of that mashka. Mashka, the assumption is we're talking about water that's cleaning it out. And that's how it became mukshe lekabel tumah. So now, if that boss is shibachol tamei, that's how it became mukshe. Not only are those waters considered to be totally pure, meaning tohar, dochin is like from the word zach, that it's pure and tohar, and they're not machshir either. Oh, so the dam of kodshim is not machshir, and the mayim is not machshir, so how to become machshir lekabel tumah? Maybe you're going to go and tell me tirgama adam. We're talking about the dam of the basement b'chayah. In other words, the dam of the shechita that's stuck in not machshir. Why? Because that's dam that you need for purposes of zrikah on the mizbeach. However, the dam that we're talking about over here is the dam of the basement b'chayim, which means that you're now cutting up all of the oila or whatever into different slices. And of course, and they have dam which is now flowing out.
It's dam tansis though, isn't it? It's not dam.
Whatever, but that, you're not talking about Zrika now. Right. Zrika we already have in the Mizrach 5 minutes ago.
Right.
We're now talking about whether this dam is machshir. So maybe you're going to go and tell me, when we said machshir, menchay lo yidayin shein dochen shein machshir, v'chitayim tirgama, dam, that member of Rabbi Yisrael B'chini is referring to the dam. That just like the dam of the shechit is not machshir, the dam of Beis Menchayim is also not machshir.
But the water would be.
He doesn't say dam basement b'chai. He says mashki basement b'chai, which therefore means all liquids, in particular the water, because that's when you think of the basement b'chai, you think of the water that's rinsing it. That's why he took the basement b'chai in the first place. So, Ibazoi, how did the baser become tamei when it says the baser yiga b'chol tamei lo yachol b'eshi sarif? It never became mokshar. After the Gemara, Elav, this kash b'chi b'sa kodesh. Oh, I have a right that chibes hakodesh is machshir from that pasuk. Says you want nishkaraya. The dumb can be Yudah Mishmul, Yom Rav Yudah Mishmul, can go into Oysa, like Porish, Lazif, Kishlam, Vavir Benachal, and then Shachta. What does he mean? The Chazal have a Kabbalah, which presumably was based on...
Halach L'Mishmishinah.
Not Halach L'Mishmishinah. Based on normal chemistry of animals, that if you want to go and remove the host, remove the skin of the animal, the easiest way to do that is if you have the animal prior to the Shechita, go in a Nachal. Nachal means in a brook, in a river. Nice, get all wet. That moisture is going to enter into the animal, and it's going to allow for a much easier flaying or stripping of the animal of its hide, of its skin. Ah, more only Chapson Shlom, says Rashi, Lav Davke Shlom, this applies to any carbon. For instance, an oily, you also have to take off the skin, and you give the skin to the Kahanim. The reason why we talk about a shlomim is Rashi, because the pasuk that we were quoting is talking about shlomim. And also, since in the case of a shlomim, the balim, they're the ones that go and get the oyer, so they want to maximize whatever they can do. So what they do is, before they bring the shlomim into the Beis Hamikdash, they make sure that it gets a nice shower, it goes through a brook, so now it becomes nice and wet. And then after the Shechita, the people in the basement of B'chaim are going to say, oh, you did such a toive for us. We don't have to struggle in taking off the hide. It goes off so easily.
But it's counterintuitive. An animal can't be makabel tuma while it's alive, but it can be makshir makabel tuma while it's alive?
No, it's not makshir at all makabel tuma while it's alive.
But we're saying is that water is...
What happens now after you shattered, and there's still tons of water there on the animal from the prior, so then we're saying, now it's nichle, he's happy, so then the water now is going to be massive.
How immediately was it drenched in water before you shattered?
Yeah, it was stored
between 2.5 and 3.5 minutes. The water doesn't tell
us. It was stored in a pan
and it's still soaking wet, and that's how it became.
But it's the basar that has to become touching the water, not the skin. The or is not the basar. It doesn't work. The Messias doesn't work. I'm trying to.
When you go and take off the skin, you'd say, water, please don't move. You stay on the skin.
It's on the opposite side of the bus. You're peeling it away from the bus.
Apparently, when... Okay. Please go to your nearest Shlachtos and see
appealing.
How they...
It's not appealing to you. It's
not appealing. Exactly. Not appealing.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep everything in my
head. Yes, exactly. In perspective, we want to show where the water falls and doesn't fall. Anyway. So therefore, Shlachtos Gemara, in a situation... Could be 99% of the time you're right. The buser doesn't get any water on it because you're very careful in the skinning that no drop of that water. But what happens in that millionth time when a drop of water, can it happen once in a million?
Of course.
Yes, of course. So if that water were to fall on the buser, and the buser now touches a dead sheret or an avela, then says the buser, lo yachel beishisare. Okay, anyway. Says, Vaita, I still don't know that chibas hakodesh is machshir. Elmi Sefer, that same pasuk that we just quoted, Vabasa Shi b'chol tamei. The pasuk continues on, Vabasa kol toher yoichol basar. Why does the word Vabasa appear twice? It could have said Vabasa Shi b'chol tamei leyachol beishis. Sorry, kol toher yoichol basar. Why do I have to say again Vabasa? Oh, the rabbis Eitzim Levoina. That Eitzim Levoina can be mekabel tumas oichlin. What do you mean it's an oichel? Eitzim Levoina b'nei achilin ninu. You can't eat Eitzim Levoina. Not only does Chibas HaKodesh allow it to be Mukhshel LeKabel Tuma, it makes it into an Oichel that can be Mukhshel LeKabel Tuma. Hachanami, by uns, when we're talking about the Mincha or any other carbon that's being bought, Chibas HaKodesh Machshel Rasa. So, anybody that asks you, where's the Inyan of Chibas HaKodesh come from? It's a Diraisa from the second Habasar, just like it's Marba Eitzel Levoin, and then Kolshkin, it's Marba things meeted the achila, then it's about the machshe.
So is the Eitzim Levona, do they have the whole nine yards, make a shlishi, revi, etc.?
Right, the Gemara Mai. Imahan yechibes HaKodesh lepsula de gufei. Only the guf itself becomes tamei, but not to transmit. Avel mimma be rishon shani loi. Whose kash is, whose shai, who is this? This is Reish Lakish at the beginning of the sugya. Oidom aloishno, or efshe nish. Maybe you would say that, in fact, it's just like any Hechsher Mayim, any Hechsher Mashke, that, in fact, it does go the 9 yards, or at least the 4 yards, the Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. That was Reb Shlokesh Shaila, the Tmurateiko, we don't know. The Maisli Marsin Midrabanan, it would be, even according to Reb Shlokesh. And therefore, Loi Oichlem, Loi Sarfin, Batoilet. But can you go the next mile to go and say Sarfin? I don't know. Take, we have to wait for Yohan Navi. Have a wonderful